Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are in the 18th chapter of Acts. The Apostle Paul has been joined by Silas and Timothy, who have just arrived from Macedonia. Paul is ministering in Corinth. And the crowd, he's preaching to Jews. In fact, it says, compelled by the Spirit, testified to Jews that Jesus is the Christ, at the end of verse 5. Then in verse 6, when they opposed him and blasphemed, he shook his garments and said to them, "Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From now on, I will go to the Gentiles." And Paul makes a decision here that has been brewing in the Apostle Paul for half the book of Acts, that while he is a Hebrew, he knows the Torah probably better than anybody that's a part of the way. He's been trying to minister this grace to his Jewish brethren, but they now reject him, and he makes the decision that he's finished and he's going to go to the Gentiles. And it doesn't mean that he rejects Jews from coming into Christ, and it also doesn't mean that Jews don't come to Christ after this moment through the ministry of Paul. We're about to find that happen. And then a couple other interesting things. Let's read on verse 7. He departed from there and entered the house of a certain man named Justus, early Greek translation, Titius Justus. This is a Roman name, thus a Gentile. So Paul, true to form, is taking the gospel to the Greeks. One who worshiped God, whose house was next door to the synagogue. Then Crispus, the ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Now, if you notice the name Crispus, it's probably because it resurfaces in Paul's letter to the church at Corinth. Remember, we're in Corinth. In 1 Corinthians 1 and 14, he mentions that he had never baptized anyone except Crispus and Gaius. And then he said, "I'm glad I didn't baptize anymore, lest people brag that they've been baptized by me." Crispus is a ruler of the synagogue, so obviously a Jew, or at least a no doubt a Jew if he's ruler of the synagogue. And it's interesting that Paul has determined not to preach anymore to the Jews, and yet there are still those being saved. And so we know that there was still a widespread appeal to the ministry of the Apostle Paul. That leads us into verse 9 and 10, where I find a very interesting moment occurs. The Lord spoke to Paul in the night by a vision, "Do not be afraid, but speak. And do not keep silent, for I am with you, and no one will attack you to hurt you, for I have many people in this city." Why does the Lord feel it necessary to say this to the apostle? And I think, first of all, we don't know the motivations of the Spirit. Perhaps he just wants Paul to know he's got his back. But I think it's more personal than that. I think Paul, and this goes back to the thing we've been talking about over and over in this book, I think Paul struggles with acceptance and with continuing to go forward. And I think it took a vision. It took the Holy Spirit speaking to him in the night dream, not to be afraid, to keep speaking. Don't be silent. I'm not going to let them hurt you. And that keeps Paul going on. In fact, he continues there a year and 6 months teaching the word of God among them. So Paul goes 18 months in the city of Corinth. In that time period, we assume he starts and builds the church that we'll know as Corinth, and a church that, if you study 1st and 2nd Corinthians, certainly has a lot of issues, a lot of things that need taught to them. It's a worthwhile study I would encourage you to do. When Gallio was proconsul of Achaia, the Jews with one accord rose up against Paul and brought him to the judgment seat, saying, "This fellow persuades men to worship God contrary to the law." We're going to get into what in the world are they talking about over the next few verses, and it's a fun study. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.